y'all. Welcome to the CP Podcast. I am your host, CP. That's why I'm here hosting the CP Podcast, named after me. This is my co-host, Maya. Beautiful, intelligent, very, very connected to Source, right? And then Amir. Amir is, well, first of all, how many black outfits do you have?
My whole closet is black, dog. That's I don't really lit. Have much else.
That's lit. Shout out to the Grim Reaper nephew.
My nephew does a podcast. It's really, really good.
Nah. So shout out to Amir, man. And we here, man. I did shrooms yesterday. I did shrooms for the first time. I had a very, very big meeting at HBO today.
Okay.
And it was like one of those, like, is my life about to change? Is it, you know what I'm saying? It was one of those kind of meetings. And I've been nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, there's always a little bit of resistance when I get to these points in my career. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not so much when I get on stage anymore. I don't necessarily get like nervous. I get like anxious jitters that I can't wait to get up there, but it's not nervous. You know, I'm not apprehensive about going into that. But like, you know, as I get into my television career, and I'm really starting to get into this executive producing thing and all of that, all of my art is up for like people's interpretation, especially people who, you know, could pick my show up or could, you know what I'm saying? And so you have these meetings about the creative and how they feel that the area is going in. And I just get nervous because it's like, man, I don't want them to be like, we don't like this, we don't like that. And then the meeting was supposed to be Monday and then they pushed it back. And so then I had this week of like, so I'm like, let me try these shrooms. Because, you know, I had some shrooms at the crib. I had been getting them. I just haven't been, I've been scared to try them.
You don't share or anything?
Oh, I'll bring some for sure. I didn't bring, you know, I'm going to be riding around with my shroom. I ain't Mario, but you know what I'm saying? No, but I got you for sure. I'm definitely going to bring some because I got some really, really good ones too. I was hanging out with Danny Brown and shout out to Danny Brown and Zaloopers and Earl Sweatshirt. And we were all at somebody's crib. Shout out to my boy Tone. And then this dude came through and they was like, he's like all the top guys, shroom guy, like Joe Rogan and them shroom guy. He come with these shrooms and I've never seen those shrooms this big. But see, I don't know what the hell. Well, they say the penis envy. That's what, you know, but these are like, these motherfuckers was, I mean, my dick is bigger than that, but you know what I'm saying? No, I'm joking. But you know, I mean, it is, but I'm, you know, I didn't mean to say that. But you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, I didn't envy him, but I get it. These motherfuckers were stupid. And so, yeah, getting more of those. But then I also got these pills, these microdose capsules that I got when I was in New York. They had like a little weed delivery service. And then they was like, you want some shrooms? I was like, you know what I'm saying? Then I just got some that I got from my boy Jig. I just got a bunch of shrooms. And I've always been scared to take them because it's like my brain is already moving really fast. And it's like, I think I like the way that my brain moves. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to. You know, I don't want to put regular gas and I'm a 93 octane. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck around with, you know, psychedelics. Like, I feel like I have a special mind. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a, at least in my social group, you know what I'm saying?
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Why would you?
Right. A lot of, but this week, I just felt like, man, CP, you're not being yourself, man. Like, you got this. You know, like, you know, it's not just about being funny. Like, if it was just funny, you know, but it's about being, you know, intuitive and being smart. And, you know, everything that I've done up to this point has been a dream. And so why would this be any different? Mm-hmm. Why do I approach things so apprehensively as if my outcome is going to be different, even though I've done the same thing and I prepare myself over and over. And I got on the call for the meeting and it was just like, great. Like, just like a lot of praises. They like what I like. They want to do what I want to do. It's exciting, man. We talked about some guys that I have been watching online. It's about to be that time where I'm about to start reaching out to like a lot of online dudes. Like, you don't know me, but I know you. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this because I want this to be different and fresh and something that people never saw before. So I'm dope about that. But I couldn't eat today because of the meat. That's how I get, dog. Like, you start talking about hella, like, life-changing ass. You know, my mom could leave her job. My dad could stop driving trucks. And maybe we could buy some trucks. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, it's not just about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's what people need to hear. Like, even we get nervous. You know, we get, you know, as people in this industry, we get, you know, things, we have goals too. And we have things, you know, And just the mushrooms, just it just allowed me to just talk to myself and just have all these memories. I was dancing, you know, I got the projector in my living room, so, you know, and my family's out of town, so I'm walking around the house fucking dancing, and, you know what I'm saying? But it was just like, I was so grateful. And I called my kids and I called my wife, and I was just telling them how, you know, dope they were. And it was like, it was just like, man, so much therapy in it that I really, really needed for today.
Did you see visuals?
Okay, so I watched Doctor Strange for like 30 minutes, and his head was shaped too weird, and I was just like, what the fuck? And it was on the projector, so his head was just, it was like, and they had these wigs on him, because he's supposed to be like different Doctor Stranges, and it was just like, man, his forehead was real small, like a hot dog, and I was like, what the fuck am I looking at? And I just couldn't watch it no more, so I need to listen to music. Then I tried to play 2K, and then I was letting them score. Cause like scoring is cool. We all want to score, but they wouldn't let me score. And I was like, I don't want to be on shrooms playing competitive video games. Cause I was like, man, we all should be winners, you know? And they was beating my ass. So I had to cut that off. And then, you know, I smoked a lot of weed, listened to music. And I just was just with my thoughts, man. But like good thoughts, like me. Mm-hmm. I think that what it did was it shed off the programming that we kind of fall under sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like we fall under this, like, just running through the kind of mundane, the rigmarole of, you know, things.
The pattern. Yeah.
And, you know, the pattern is something that we all, you know, can kind of partake in, or we can not partake in it. You know what I'm saying? So I said all of that to say, I had to order lunch because I got to go do this Comedy Store show after this. And I got to eat. So I'm going to be eating on this bitch today. I know y'all get mad about that. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I got to eat. Nigga, I got a body. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. It was just, you know, like my thoughts got faster.
They get clearer. In my opinion, they get clearer.
Yeah.
It like washes your brain somehow.
Yeah. You know, you will be farting on them bitches too. Luckily, I was home alone. Them motherfuckers was doing the Watusi on my stomach. But yeah, man, I really enjoyed that. And I was excited because I still feel it. Like I still feel different, right? And I don't know how long that's going to last. And I'm not sure, you know, how comfortable I am with feeling different. I want to go back to normal. But I'm also excited about talking about stuff today, just in this state. I'm very optimistic and I'm full of love. I got to go get this food. I think it's at the door. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
It's caffeine, though, guys. So Maya's going to talk to y'all about the topic and then just what the topics are. I don't even know. And then she'll tell me when I get back. So take it away.
Okay. Well, I wish he hadn't said he was in a good mood because I got all this stuff on monkeypox right now.
Are you going to give him bad news?
I'm not going to give him bad news. We're not talking about monkeypox. All I'm saying is that this is weird that we should not have 5,323 cases in 52 countries. Maybe it's better. They're better at finding the monkeypox. They're better at testing for it. Okay, well, I got to find something else because I'm not giving them bad news. Man.
Blah, blah, blah. I can't hear you.
No, I gotta find.
I left my phone in here, and I don't know what the dasher is. Give me a second.
Okay.
So get up!
For the person who just asked, it's like fever. You get fever, you get this rash. Where is it? You get these lesions. That's something. See, there was an outbreak.
God, it looks terrible.
It looks terrible. There was an outbreak in 2003 because these people were playing with these like prairie dogs. And then so when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, let me look this up. 2003 and then one in 2021. And now
they're stuck in that traffic.
They're stuck in traffic?
Yep, so we gotta wait. I mean, you know, I gotta wait, but it's cool though. So what's up? Talk to me. What's going on?
We're going to talk about something pleasant.
Oh, monkeys. What's all these monkeys? I see monkeys in the comments.
I don't want to ruin your day. You came on here on a high, and I'm not going to be like, yo, monkeypox, this, this, or that.
Oh, no. Trust me. my wife is the CNN queen. So like, I've been, she scares me every day. I wake up like, hey, how's it going? Fucked up. Have you heard about the, I'd be like, oh my God. So what happened with monkeypox? Now, it was supposed to be like only a couple of cases, right?
No, there are thousands of cases.
What?
There are thousands of cases. I just pulled this up. What did I just do with that? There are literally thousands of cases. What did I do with that thing I literally just pulled up for everyone?
Shout out to, while you looking for that, I did see them 48 migrants dead in Houston in the back of that truck. I didn't really understand what I was watching. I was on shrooms yesterday, so the news was very loopy to me. And then I know about Audi. Audi has a car that is synced up with all the light systems. So their new shit. So you pull up to the it's no cases in California.
We got a case. Didn't we get like 22 cases?
It's not showing up on the map.
That's for the world.
Right. I see middle America.
Let's go up.
Anyway, the Audi light, it can like count down. So you get to the light and it'd be like, it's going to change, turn green and like, 3, 2, 1, and then it turns green. I think that's pretty dope.
Yo, you got to be careful. I saw if someone speeds through a red light, like at the end, like that last second, because I'm one of the person that will just be like, you know, as soon as it turns green, out in the middle of the intersection.
You can't do that in California because they allow them to like run the light a little bit. Have y'all noticed that?
I see a lot of people running lights in general out here though.
But I think they just let you, it's like you have a couple seconds to like turn still when it's red.
Left turn, you can do it on.
I'm like, dude, we put a fucking arrow. Like in Michigan, we got arrows. Like you can't just make that left.
We have arrows, but I think it's a law where you have to, clear the lane. So if you're already up and you're in the intersection, get out of the intersection. And even if it turns red because everybody else is still going, then you can get out of the intersection and they have to let you clear out.
Yeah.
But if it's like you're just going through a regular, it's a little different.
Man, Audi has that. Now, Tesla, y'all ain't gonna shit on Tesla now. Tesla has a thing where when you at the red light, it's clocking the light. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll be looking at my phone, da da da. And then when the light turns green, it goes ding. And so then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm ready to go. So you're never sitting at the green arrow. The countdown is lit. I give you that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do like the fact that our cars are getting a lot smarter. And, all right, where do I need to go? Where am I going next? I'm going to Ohio.
Oh, they got cases in Ohio.
DoorDash is here.
Oh, shoot.
Be right back.
Man, I should have ordered lunch. I'm the only one that didn't bring food today. I feel dumb.
I wouldn't have, but then I got hungry. So then I was like, why not?
Nah, because I thought, why did I think we were starting at 5?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Nah. So I'm just like, I'm going to save it for dinner. Because I did microdose today. That's the thing that I do. If I need to, like, if I have a whole day ahead of me, I'll do like a little microdose in the morning. It keeps me from getting too hungry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and it keeps the mood up. If I got to do like a lot of stuff and I got to deal with a lot of people, I will microdose. I was just telling Mira how I microdosed today.
You microdose today?
Mm-hmm. I microdose like frequently during the podcast.
And you're always very calm and knowledgeable. And I can see the shrooms being able to center you. So microdosing. Okay. Now, yesterday I did a fat ass dose. I did a whole eighth yesterday.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a heroic dose, they call it.
Oh, okay. I did a whole eighth. And I mean, I didn't like my curtains were waving. Little shit like that was happening. I wanted to hallucinate and like see some like ancestors or some shit like that. You know how I be. And it was just a lot of music and a lot of emotional talking to myself and my family and my kids being like, all right, dad, we're on vacation. Goddamn. I'm like, don't you understand? You're perfect. And it was just like.
Yeah. Well, because like it seems like the mushrooms sometimes. The last time I did a big mushroom dose, the mushrooms were like trying to communicate with me. Like it was trying to talk to me about where I was from and where it was from.
Oh.
But there wasn't like, this is how I interpret it. I don't know for a fact. This is just, you know, I'm coming into it with my own preconceived notions.
Right.
And so it was telling me like, you know, your family, you come from a cold, heartless people, and to a cold, heartless place you will return. And I was like, yeah, that's about right. Thank you, mushrooms.
Damn.
Like,
that's crazy.
That is crazy.
New England. Yo, it's cold, and the people are...
yeah. You know what? New England, I did. I toured in New England. It was kind of... I bought a lot of gym shoes because there's no tax. I was in the mall going crazy. Like, give me these.
They have retail tax?
Wait, in New Hampshire? You were in New Hampshire?
No, I was in you know, New England is like the whole area.
Six states, yeah.
Right. I was in, was I in Massachusetts?
Boston?
Yeah.
Boston, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I got to look at what that was. But it just said New England. And now, well, that's when I got there, I found out. I'm like, so where the fuck is the Patriots if it's six states?
It's a, they go, Foxwoods, no, Foxborough.
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 Where is that?
Where is that? Like, is that Boston or something?
Massachusetts. I think it's near South Attleboro.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You hit the nail on the head with that. South Attleboro. Everybody, I apologize for eating. I'm about to move the mic when I chew, but God damn it, I gotta, hey man.
What you got over there?
Some, this fried rice. So it's a lobster, filet mignon, and salmon. You know what I need to do? I need to start giving like DoorDash away, like while the podcast is on, so everybody can eat with me. I got to figure out how to get that going, where it's
like a partnership,
like a promo code. You know what I'm saying? And like, we just kind of eat together when we do the lives. Because I don't care. I'm gonna eat. I'm sorry, guys. Like my day consists of moving so fast.
Okay, so this is probably where you were. You were down here.
And Foxborough. I was at a Marriott, so.
Yeah, Foxborough is around here, so.
So, like, outside.
Right there.
It doesn't seem like it's that close to Boston.
It's, this is very close together. Like, let's look at the New England
states.
Oh,
okay, okay. I kind of see you. So, it's like in the, it's part of the metro area of Boston.
The Boston metro area goes to New York down to D.C. Like, the whole East Coast, for the most part, is, if you turn the lights at night are going to be on. So even people from Providence work in Boston because we have a train that goes up. So I was born in Boston, went to school in Providence.
I was in Providence.
You were in Providence? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where my people are. You should have told me. I would have sent them out to you.
I didn't know you.
Oh.
This was like 2-3 years ago. It's when those orange and blue threes dropped. I got those there. And it was no sales tax. And I went crazy. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, I'll be right back. I got some, I bought another suitcase, put it that way.
Nice. I do not have money. For the person who just said, I do not have money. Just because you're in this area doesn't mean you have money.
But see, what's not having money to you? Like, my family only had 70 acres. We were not, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's not having money, though?
No, I mean, we didn't have money. We were on welfare when I was little.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody was on welfare. Yeah, I used to pop a food stamp. I used to get a pack of Winter Fresh gum. Get 75 real cent. I think I said this before on here. Mm-hmm. Catch the bus for 50 cent. Get a 25 cent transfer to catch it back home. Killing them. Killing the game for free.
They screwed up the welfare system.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, under Clinton. And that was harder for people who need it to get the welfare, mm-hmm. which is like, yo, we need kids. We need kids or single mothers to have enough to be able to stay home with their kids. And they did that welfare to work thing. Like, you got to work. It's like, who is this helping? So someone gets an Arby's burger a little bit faster, and now this kid doesn't have his mom at home. Like, I don't know. I don't like that at all.
I don't know. Arby's is one thing, but like, that Popeye's weight, we can cut that bitch in half. Mm. All right, so keep going.
Okay, do you want to talk about New England? You want to talk about the crazy monkeypox?
Let's go to the monkeypox. I don't want to talk about this shit no more. Shout out to New England, your home, but I was saying where I was at. What's up with the pox? Talk to me about this.
Okay, there are a lot of cases now. It seems as though it's spread in-person contact. Right now, it's coming from maybe gay parties. So that's what they're saying. Now, if you look at the global map and case count, we have 5,323 cases worldwide confirmed.
So can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Are these all the gayest places in the world?
That's what they're saying, that it comes out of, they linked it back to a certain party. Now, here's the thing. It comes out of West Africa and the Congo. There's two different strains.
So you telling me, come on, y'all. So the world gay disease came from?
Well, someone, okay. Here, I'm going to throw something out.
It just happened to come from Africa. But look at Europe. Look at those polyps on top of Europe. Okay, whatever. Africa got three dyes. But apparently, see, this is what I don't like. When Corona came out, it was China's fault. This shit come, it's like, dog, let's stop the bullshit. Like,
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
They're going to, I think they will rename it. Here's something I found interesting that people are putting around online.
It's really called Yorkiepox. This shit came from fucking Europe. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, they could have traveled to Africa and someone picked it up and then they went to a massive event and then they spread it around.
So is it from them fucking? Can we just be honest? Like, is it coming from them fucking?
It may be spread by bodily fluids. They don't really know for a fact. Now, this is what's going around the interwebs right now. This is coming out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This is from February 23rd, 2022. We don't know that this is anything yet. It just says that they were playing with the Congo strain of the monkeypox and assembling it there. But they didn't say they didn't assemble the whole thing. They only assembled a part.
Only a part. Check this out. Let's go ahead and bomb Wuhan and get them the fuck on. I'm sick of, like, dog, what the fuck? That ain't where the PlayStations is coming from, is it? Or the Timberland boots. Let's get them the fuck out of here. It's all their diseases. All they do is make diseases.
Well, I'm not sure that the monkeypox outbreak we're seeing now comes from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I know they were studying it in February of this year and assembling it in February of this year. But they were studying a different strain, the Congo strain. And now we're dealing with the West African strain. Mm-hmm. So
let me paint a scenario for you. A woman come home, found her husband in the bed with another woman. She said, what the fuck is going on? He said, I'm just studying this bitch. I'm just studying. All we were studying was the titties. And I don't know how the pussy happened. Do you understand how stupid they sound and how stupid they expect us to be? Like, dog, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, it's like, fam, come on, dog. So first a bat flew out the laboratory. Automatically, y'all should be on punishment for studying shit.
For studying? Just for
yes,
studying?
Y'all should be, dog, come on, because y'all studied the wrong shit. Dog, come on, dog. We got a fucking a microchip shortage. You can't get a PS5, but here these niggas over here.
Well, what they said, this is their reasoning, and I'm just reporting it. They said that they couldn't find monkeypox to study in China.
Why? Did you notice we didn't even give a fuck about monkeypox before they started studying it? Your wife was like, why would you bring her over here to study her? I'm trying to better figure out the inner workings of a side bitch. Like that's how they sound.
I mean, I don't know.
This is ridiculous, fam. I'm not a fan of Wuhan. So, I'm not a fan of Wuhan. We need to create a big ass slap, right? Like a big ass slap. We fly it over there on a helicopter and just drop that big ass slap. Pa! Slap the shit out of them. Pa! Whole city. Everybody, oh my god! Oh! Pa!
They could close it down. Now, here's my thing. I think we need to study this extensively because it went from we didn't have an outbreak since we had one man travel to Nigeria, or he traveled in 2021, and that was it. And before that, it was 2003, and that was from a prairie dog or an animal they were playing with. Now, now we have thousands and thousands, and who was studying and when and where? That's all. We just have to ask the questions and have them answered. I'm not saying anything.
So what do you think?
I think that in this paper, they were studying a different strain of the virus than the one that they say is out right now. So this is not a smoking gun. It's shady, but it's not quite a smoking gun.
What it is you know how you missing your wallet, you at a party, some shit, and you lose your wallet. So you be like, anybody leaving this bitch till I get my wallet, right? And the motherfucker who stole it automatically come up with some, you could check my pockets right now. You could check my ass. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be like, I just do not trust. Put it like this. Can I say it like this? It doesn't seem to me, because I don't want to come off racist, you know, Donald Trump used to be like, it's from China. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to come off like that. But it would seem to me that they don't have the facilities to contain and safely monitor infectious diseases.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, so it's almost like maybe how they do, you ever, like, you know, I remember it was a Popeyes on somewhere where they had all these rats in there, and then they found out they had to shut that bitch down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the health safety?
I don't know. I found this because I was watching Dr. Campbell, and he was saying that he's not saying anything. I'm not saying anything either. He's like, I'm not saying anything. I'm just throwing this paper out there. And I'm like, you know what?
But there is a laboratory that is consecutively dealing out diseases that could depopulate the earth in a country and continent that's overpopulated already, which would seem to me as if it's one of their main objectives is to figure out a way to wipe out a lot of the human population, which is crazy because you would, up until last week, it was always said that the powers that be had an agenda similar to depopulating the earth, right? And we've always heard that.
We've heard it.
And then they come with this no abortion ban. And it's like, well, I thought y'all were trying to depopulate this motherfucker.
Well, they're Catholic. That's very interesting about the abortion thing, because Amy Coney Barrett specifically said that we need a domestic supply of babies to adopt. And this kind of goes into, we're having a major demographic shift. Like, everyone's getting older. Across Europe, everything, especially in Japan, everyone's aging. And we need more kids, and people are not having kids. Because, like, why? If you don't have to have kids, why would you?
Your shit is too fucked up.
Well, now they're going to, like, kind of force people to have kids. Like, between 600 to 900
a year. Why don't they force make some formula? How about that? There's not even nothing to feed the fucking kids.
I could breast milk and other stuff. They
titties too little.
That ain't always the
You got a big baby, little titties. He's like, I want more!
They had baby formula before they had the current formula. Because now we have, like, three companies that can make formula. And when you look into it, it's, like, a semi-monopoly. And then there was supply chain issues with these three companies. And people are like, well, why can't we import it from abroad? This is not that hard to make.
Once again, doesn't that seem suspicious? Doesn't that seem suspicious? There's a monopoly on the baby food from the same companies that we have to trust, and it never ceases to amaze us how much we can't trust these companies and these, right? But here we are.
Yeah. As she said, we need
our baby's probably drinking old crayons and shit. We don't know what the fuck they're drinking for real. That's why they bad as hell.
Didn't they used to make it with, like, they said it was corn syrup, evaporated milk, and water? That's a 1950s baby formula recipe. And it's, like, super simple. They used to have evaporated milk a lot more. My mom used to drink it. It's pretty tasty. And that was a baby formula.
Come in a can, didn't it?
It comes in a can. People say goat's milk. You can feed a baby goat's milk.
I'm sure that's what they fed Michael Jordan. Good old goat milk. All right, go ahead.
Yo, Clarence Thomas, what he wrote on the abortion thing, Clarence, because he...
Hey. Hold on, shout out to Reggie. This food is definitely getting cold. I'm trying not to smash on camera for y'all niggas, but this food, man, go ahead. I'm trying to get out a lobster first. Go ahead.
So he, why did I Google Clarence Thomas?
He's a piece of shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically, yeah, because the first thing that came up was, like, I don't have time for this.
You need to at least have got some pussy in the last 25 years to make a decision like he just made.
Have you seen his wife?
Nope, I don't give a fuck about his wife. She's the coon catcher.
She is a conspiracy theorist who may have been involved in the January 6th insurrection. She's a big lady.
Pull her up, put on the screen. She's bigger than him.
She's big. She's a big old German woman. I don't know if she's German, but she looks like, you know, she should be starring in an opera.
She's bigger than
she
him.
She looks like the queen.
Every picture, she's smiling hard as hell, and he over there looking. She dumb happy in this picture. And that one down there. And the one over there. She is.
Hey, remember when Adele used to look like that?
Adele?
Mm-hmm.
Adele? I think Adele looks absolutely beautiful now.
Oh, keyword.
No.
I mean, she's always had a very pretty face.
Always had a very pretty face. She did, but she was built like a goddamn, a few sleeping bags. Somebody get the sleeping bags! Big ass sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adele.
No. Because people were coming down her. They say, why you lose weight? Why you lose weight?
Shit, what you mean why she lose weight? She couldn't see her coochie. She was sick of that. You ever get in the shower and forget to wash your coochie because you couldn't see that motherfucker? You're like, I thought I got everything. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, front row.
So now, slim.
She look good as fuck.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Nice little cheekbones. Mm-hmm.
She's so shaped.
Boy. She's like, all she eat is creme brulee. High cheekbone ass Adele. But fat singers is where it's at. They got that bass and they got the volume. Now that you're skinny.
Doesn't she still have it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up with her. I'm just
She still can sing.
I'm just giving blind opinions. Like, my shit matters.
She just came out with an album.
Did she?
Yeah. She redid a Bob Dylan song. It's really good. I can't play it because it's...
What's the album called? There Go My Feet.
Is it called 30 or something?
All her albums are numbers.
Yeah.
That's cool. Shout out to Adele, man. I don't know enough to be roasting her, but here I am.
No, she looks fantastic. Yeah, so Clarence Thomas' decision... kind of makes me think that he is in this conspiracy realm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't no black shit he just did.
I think his wife is influencing him and whispering stuff in his ear about, you know, what's going on. Like, I call it alt-right.
That nigga is a puppet. He probably dead, for real. That's probably...
He wasn't ever going to be a good guy anyway, though.
Why you say that?
They hear about the case that he was in the 90s?
Anita Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, Anita Hill. You remember Anita Hill?
Oh, my God, yes. No, I don't. What was it?
Anita Hill. Well, he was going to be affirmed.
What was this in the 90s?
Like 92?
Yeah. Oh, I was outside playing, minding my own business, you know what I'm saying? Looking at myself in the mirror.
He was going to be appointed to the Supreme Court. And Anita Hill, who used to work in his law firm, said, yo, this dude is a creep. He sexually harassed me. They went before Congress, had these massive hearings. Joe Biden was not particularly kind to Anita Hill. He forgot about that, but I think he apologized. Nevertheless, Anita Hill, let me pull up her picture because I trusted her. There's no reason for her to lie and put herself through this. There's absolutely no reason. She's still respectable.
So I read about it the other day.
Oh, yeah. She looked like a little choir director. You know, he was all trying because he's like an old preacher. Come on down to the office. Let me talk to you about the selections y'all got on for the Sunday. I like your little Michael Jackson suit you got on. That's very nice. I don't know, man.
That's her now. But I think in his opinion, he's talking about we're gonna have to revisit contraceptives, we're gonna have to revisit gay marriage, we're gonna have to deal with, and I think he's talking about all the new technology that goes into contraceptives. So I'm like,
IUDs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, he's on a conspiracy bend.
But he won't talk about that. Virginia and Lovins?
Is Brittany Renner in Supreme Court? Like, it's like, this is like right up their alley. All the basketball bitches, it's like, it's so sad. I can't get an abortion. It's crazy. I don't know what to tell you.
Isn't she being held captive by the Russians right now?
No. Wrong Brittany.
Yeah. Brittany, I said the right one, right?
Did you say Renner?
I said Brittany Renner.
Yeah, Brittany Renner is the one that we talked about before.
Look, and then Brittany,
Brittany Griner is
Brittany Griner. Griner. There you go.
Yeah, Brittany Griner.
She's the one that's held captive right now.
Oh yeah, we talked about the one with the big butt.
Okay. She like my homeboy James.
Anita Hill looks like your homeboy James.
No, Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner. Oh yeah.
She looks just like my homeboy James. He a twirl master for the noobs. Shout out to the noobs. But yeah, she looks just like James. If anybody know JFK, she looks just like James. That's crazy.
Yeah, so she's getting... I think she's a political prisoner.
Mm. Who, her?
No. Brittany Griner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they making an example out of her.
But...
That's sad.
That is sad.
I see her, that's out. Because they say she had a vape pen on her. First off, did she? Or did you plant that so you could get a high-profile prisoner? And if she did...
Yeah, she go there all the time. Like, she goes to Russia to play basketball all the time. So why would she go over there knowing... If she obviously knows the laws, she goes there, she makes money,
Yeah, but I think that is they're on high alert right now from anybody coming from America to scrutinize them. She probably just messed up, but those tattoos and that gray t-shirt, yeah, she got a vape for sure.
Yeah, well, they
she got a vape.
They need to exchange but, her but, later.
But that's the thing, though. It's like, I don't want to be mean, but she's not high profile enough to be like a high profile prisoner. They may not know that because, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, imagine if that was, and I hate to say it like that, imagine if it was like Kyrie, somebody who, you know what I'm saying, is like an activist and somebody who was all in it. Or imagine if it was like Serena.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, the reaction that they're trying to get, it would be, it's unfair for Britney. Britney, like, I don't want to be the American prisoner. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that just really sucks because I think that what they want to do is not really working. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they can exchange her later for Russian prisoners. That's usually what they do. And there might not be super high profile either, but it might be like someone they caught kind of spying or something like that. And they could say, okay, well, we got something you want and you got something but we Russia want.
Center, they be like, fuck Vladimir. They did what they did. We keeping Britney.
Yo, Russia is on it right now. I don't even.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, wait, it's my fault.
Russia's crazy right now. Yo, the news coming out of Russia. I watched the most messed up thing yesterday. I actually had to turn the TV off because I was like, I should
what,
not
P-Valley?
Be watching this. No, what happened in P-Valley? What is that?
Man.
Everybody's just talking crazy about it. They haven't been paying attention.
That shit changed my life, bro. I had to realize, like, I need to get off this goddamn TV and start doing some real shit in my life.
P-Valley?
Mm-hmm. That shit was crazy.
Is that, oh, it's a drama series?
It's about strippers, but it's like it's really gay, and you know that's what's up. You know, shout out to them, but man, it's just like I didn't want to know like that. I didn't want to know how I go down. I didn't want to know. I was like, oh okay, wow, oh man,
did it, yeah.
And you know, my dad always told me like, man, you know, you got to be a man regardless. Like you can't. Nobody respect a dude that don't know how to be around certain people, right? Like, I can't let no gay dude come around me and intimidate me into not being who I am. Yeah. I don't like that feel, right? Like, they be looking at like, can I turn you? It's like, nigga, no, you can't. I'm looking you in your eye. I see what you are. You see what I am. And so, you know, I'm watching that shit like, man, I got to stay solid. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, waver. I just got to be like, fuck. Like, this shit is...
You gotta hold your ground.
Yeah.
You always gotta hold your ground.
I wanted to turn it off, and I'm like, duh, I'd be a bitch if I turned it off. It's like, gotta watch it. It was like, holy shit. Like, they don't care about. I'm like, man, I need to put my kids in some karate school. I start thinking all kind of shit. I gotta be a better father, dog. This is fucking.
To be for strippers? To be strippers?
Nah, it wasn't the strippers. The stripping part of it is pretty cool. Like, they got like real booties. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like some, you know, it ain't like, you know, they just, it'd be like oblong potato booties. You know what I'm saying? You know, I fuck with the authenticity of it. But as it pertains to what the fuck I saw, man. And you know what else is kind of like, you wonder like, what rapper is it? Like, you think about, you know what I'm saying? Like, different rappers who you know, they whole persona got to be so tough, and because that's a part of the genre. No other genre really has like, this is what your personality has to be. Like country singers can be just, you know, they cool. They ain't gotta have a Silverado to sing country. You know what I'm saying? But like, a lot of the rappers who don't choose to stand out for sure, they have to kind of fit a mold. And so this cat is hiding who he really is, and it's just like, oh my God, that shit was crazy.
This one right here.
No, not him. He ain't had shit. Shout out to Uncle Clifford.
I said he's like one of the main characters.
Yeah, he one of the main characters. Uncle Clifford, cool. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Clifford made me want to pull my damn pants up. I know that. I'd be like, oh, this nigga sagging with like he got like a BBL ass hanging out of this shit. I'm like, man, I gotta stop sagging my fucking pants. Me and Uncle Clifford can't be coming through the same way.
Hey, getting surprised by like some sex you weren't expecting to see, like that can throw off your whole day.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Maya, ain't no more than your day. More than your day.
I used to hang out with all these gay dudes. When I first got here, like, all my friends were these big bear gay dudes. I loved them. I could go and get shit-faced without anyone touching me. No one's going to touch me because they're all giant people, one. But yeah, so I went. I go to the clubs with them, and I'd be like, woo, I'm a drink. I used to be able to get $10 pitchers of Long Island iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I get tore up.
See, why didn't do that at the regular club? The gay club got all the drink specials.
Mm-hmm.
We just over here. Okay, go ahead.
They got the drink specials. Certain time of night, the gay porn comes on.
What?
Yeah, the gay porn comes on. And I didn't know.
Why don't the regular porn come on?
Because it's a gay club.
But I'm saying, why don't the regular porn come on in the regular club? That'll really help the fucking start.
No, that's not what girls want to see.
What you mean? It's not what girls want to see. Girls, y'all in the gay club watching them niggas do whatever.
It was just me.
What about what we want to see as guys? Y'all be having to have sex with us too?
What? Nobody listens to what guys want to see.
Ain't that a bitch?
The club is for the girls.
The what's for the girls?
The club is for the girls, and guys go there to get the girls.
That's why I don't go to the club. I never went to the club like that. I just never understood it.
They set up that way on purpose. They do so many different things.
I don't know these hoes. These bitch want a drink. Bitch, buy you a drink. Fuck out of life.
They get in for free. They get drink cards.
Fuck out of here. And you got in free. You can buy your damn bitch. Buy me a drink. You got in free.
That's not how the game works.
Yeah, whatever. You little chicken head. Now what, bitch? I'm rich, and you stayed at the club. You fucked it up. You can buy me a drink. Anyway, go ahead.
We're talking about P-Valley. Oh, yeah. Oh, the gay porn coming on?
Mm-mm. We done with that.
I'll turn that down.
So we done with this. Okay, now.
Turn that down.
You watch the show.
The gay porn.
No, what are you? Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
You said you watched something, and I said, what'd you watch, P-Valley? And you said, no, what's that? And then we went into this.
Oh, no. Oh, what I saw. Uh-oh. Okay. So I'm watching The Enforcer, as you know I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got this footage from a Ukrainian sniper. And the sniper, it's from the scope. So it's what he's seeing and what he does. And he's just, like, looking at this Russian squad coming forward. He doesn't go for the first guy. He doesn't go for the second guy. Now, the third guy looks like he's fit. He's moving around. We don't know if he's the commanding officer or not. But he's definitely the athlete of the bunch. He's definitely the leader of the bunch, getting morale right in his chest. Yeah, I'm like, I'm watching a person die right now. And I put down what I was doing. I was like, I should respect what I'm seeing.
What's crazy is I play Call of Duty and Fortnite so much, I would much rather see that than the shit I saw. And that's crazy. And it shouldn't be like that. I don't want to be, I'm not homophobic at all. But it's like, they don't even show that kind of heterosexual sex.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? People die all the time. I watch movies when people get shot. I mean, it just is what it is. I remember we used to do, like, watch this shit called Faces of Death. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember Faces of Death.
And it was just, like, different people dying in crazy ways. People would die. Some people would commit suicide, murders. I don't know where this shit was filmed at. Where you could drive a steamroller over somebody's head.
Yeah.
And it just, like popped. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. So, shit, I've seen some gruesome shit before. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. So that's crazy. I am gonna probably look that up. So basically, it was like strategic. Like he took out the strongest one.
Took out the strongest one. Damn. The one with the most energy. The rest of them were kind of like they were tired. They were dragging their packs. But this one is moving around. And then, but the problem is, and I addressed this in another thing.
It was a Russian soldier that hit him.
No, a Ukrainian killed a Russian.
Nice.
The problem with all this footage I'm watching is that it's set to the worst soundtrack. They always put this awful, Eastern
European. Crawling in my skin, these wolves, they will not hear you. So trucks and shit. Oh, yeah, trust me, I already know. That should be, you know. One of my homies, he was in the war that W. Bush started.
Iraq.
Mm-hmm. He went to Iraq. My boy Dave, he grew up two doors down from me. And so when me and my wife first started dating, I took her to my old hood and, you know, let her meet, like, you know, see the real me. You got to see if you really like me. Don't look at the college me. It's a whole hood nigga in here. You know what I'm saying? So I took her to the hood. And so my pops was like, yo, you know, Dave is back. I'm like, oh, shit, Dave, nigga made it back from the war. iPhones wasn't out back then, so you didn't keep it up. He made it back. He was, like, mad different. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely, like, he just seen some stuff. You know what I'm saying? So he said, y'all want to see something? And he put on this video that his squad made of like kills and like stuff getting bombed, and then they would rush into the house to see, and it'd be like people that's in beds with like their heads exploded because, and me and her were looking at him like, you know what I'm saying? That's our first date. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh wow. Dave almost ruined your first date.
Not first date. I mean it was like her first time coming to my hood. You know what I'm saying? We met in college. In college, we was like grown. You could just do whatever in college, you know, have a little sleepless in Seattle, walking around the fountain and shit. When we come to the city, you know, you gotta see what's really going on. You know, everybody could lie in college. My parents do this, but you gotta come see how I'm really laying. And so, you know, that's when we did that. And he had mad footage. That shit was like, Jesus Christ. You know, he was kind of proud of it, you know, and I'm not going to knock him because I'm sure that's what he was trained to be in order to protect our country. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to go into a different mindset than what I think a civilian is even prepared to do.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's different because they went over there and everyone here was just like still partying and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they saw all this messed up stuff. And we kind of just let our vets deal with it.
Black circle. I'm reading that, bro. So that's what I'm seeing. Like a lot of these guys, they got phones now and we're really witnessing the war for the first time. My problem with that is I don't think that that's smart. I think that that's going to make recruitment go down a lot. I think that people looking at Kevett Haynes, fuck you. Shout out to Kevett though. Talk about I would have been a hell of a sniper, a Hall of Fame sniper. Honestly, that's my favorite thing to do on video games is snipe. So yeah, whatever. But man, it's just like nobody gonna want to do that shit now that they see what it is. Like recruiters, think about it. If they wanted you to see that, they would put that in the commercial.
They didn't even show us the bodies coming back from Iraq. Remember, mm-hmm. They used to show the coffins, and they said we don't want to see that anymore. So it is very much just like, okay, veterans, you go and you deal with it. At least in Ukraine, I'm thinking that everyone's gonna have to deal with this. There was a curfew, and they found these guys at a nightclub, violated the curfew, drafted them all to go to the front. Yeah, I have it on my phone.
What?
This is what I'm covering. I do a update for my YouTube, but so I was just like, you seriously? 219 men served notes of conscription while clubbing. During a raid, Kiev police discovered two nightclubs violating curfew. As a result, 219 men were handed a summons to the Military Registration and Enlistment Office. The Kiev police say this is from June 27th.
Joke's on you. I'll fall and break my back real quick. Poof. Oh, I don't know. 219 men to go to the front lines.
Go to the front. They're losing like 60 to 100 men a day.
Yeah, it's probably like 49 of them niggas left.
Yep.
Still drunk. The fucking club was lit the other night, right? That's crazy, man. Yeah. You know, I'm not a fan of the warship. I'm not. You know, I think that this is also another way to kill off a bunch of people. I like the old Victorian style days where leadership was out there too.
Well, Zelensky is, and
he's out. But I thought they had him in hiding now.
He's traveling from Kiev to different places. He gives like a speech every night. You know, the mayor of Ukraine is a former fighter, like a heavyweight boxer.
Hmm.
I know. Recurring theme here.
What's his name again? The guy you just talking about?
What was that?
Zelensky.
Zelensky is the president.
Zelensky used to be a comic.
Yeah, he was a comic.
Yeah.
So, and this is why I'm like, yo, Russians, why did you think that the Ukrainians were just gonna bend over and take it? That's the mayor of Kiev. Him and his brother were like heavyweight fighters in like the mid 2000s.
Yeah, he looked like he liked getting punched in the face. Do it again, one more time. Damn, they made guns legal in California now.
Yeah, you mean concealed carry?
I went out and bought a bunch of shit.
The Supreme Court knocked down that concealed carry ruling in New York, so now. Mm-hmm. We can conceal carry.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind did you buy?
I'm not telling nobody. Run up, get done up. Shit. But no. But I got some some home protection stuff. I got some range stuff. I got some, you know, some shit I can get away with quick. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just feel better. Like, we always carry in Michigan.
You oh, yeah?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You carry when you're going out and about?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, concealed carry.
Yeah. Or you could just openly carry. So they have open carry law too. I just put it on my hip. As long as it's not concealed, you see it, then it's fair game. You know what I'm saying?
Is that why you ever been in an open carry state before? Like, you never lived in an open carry state?
No. Yeah, well, Georgia, no, I was in Houston.
Georgia's
for 6 months.
That, right?
Georgia like that, yeah. You out there, you see a dude with an AR, you'd be like, it's way different than if like see somebody with a pistol though. That's the difference. Like, yeah. A pistol is way different than you see somebody with like an AR on their back. I'm like, I'm going back home, bro. Like,
nah, yeah. That's how I can't hold you up, man. Like, that's how you got to be. You got to stay dangerous.
I mean, I agree. I'm not against carrying. It's just not something that we did. I tried to get a gun in Rhode Island one time, and they were like, "Why do you want a gun?" And I'm just like, "Just to have in the house." And they're like, "That's weird."
Yeah, you got them big ass cats. You good? Get him, butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a maniac. You just getting away. Cat like, because the cat get killed and it come back like, that was number 8. Damn, man. So, okay. I don't know if California's going to be open carry, though.
They'll have concealed carry? I don't know. They just struck down this law, like, was it last week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Supreme Court just did it last week.
Yep,
they did everything last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know they had a good last week.
Yeah, they had a good.
They set it up. It's like they're setting the stage for something. Like they're moving stuff out. I know it's crazy. All those Supreme Court's people that Trump appointed, and I mean, you know how evil that guy is, and how he doesn't care about, you know. He put them in office. I guarantee you he's going to get back in office based on what something that they could, a law that they can bend for him. He's going to get off of all his criminal charges because he got his people in the Supreme Court.
Maybe. I mean, look, Trump is the closest we've been in my lifetime to a flat out civil war, because if they had done what they wanted to do at the Capitol on January 6th, half the country would be up in arms, like literally up in arms.
What did they want to do?
They wanted to stop Mike Pence from certifying the election. And that's what that lady testified to Wednesday. Wednesday was a weird day because there was a guy who was supposed to testify and he died the day before. And so everyone's like, why did this dude die? And then later that day, this lady, this young girl who was secretary to his chief of staff, basically said that Trump wanted to lead the mob to the Capitol or join them at the Capitol and stop Mike Pence from certifying the election.
I believe that, because he kind of like ensued it. He was like, you guys should go. You know, he was like, he did that thing where he's like, man, if y'all was some real niggas, what y'all would really do is,
if y'all gonna do it, then
but if y'all ain't real, then I ain't gonna trip, but the address right here. Pass it around. You got a door code if y'all want to get in that motherfucker. But right, ain't nobody pressuring y'all. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all, it's hella souvenirs in there. I put a bunch of bagels on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people got shot, though. They motherfuckers were getting popped trying to come through them doors.
Yeah, they're supposed to. I mean, I'm not going to say they should have shot more people, but like, people got to know what it is. You know, you can't just be rolling
okay,
up.
Okay, Maya,
Capitol.
People got to know what it is. You feel me? I like that. That was a little hood, huh? I don't fuck with you. That's like, you know what I'm saying? All right, so look, hold on. I talked to my mom on the way up here. She told me to tell you that she's reading that mind control book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so she told me to say you hi and tell you hi, and that she's reading the book. So I'm going to bring her up here for a part two of her episode because she wants to talk to you about it whenever I get her back out to Cali.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's dope. You saying that just reminded me of that. But, man, Donald,
I don't like the dude. There is a really good schizo thread on Twitter. This is he basically is like, Donald Trump is the Antichrist.
Yeah, I believe that.
You believe he's the Antichrist?
Well, look, I think that he is the evil that was prophesied, that was coming.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think, I don't know, man. I just, something about him. Either that or he's not human in some kind of way.
This guy called Donnie Darkin says, Donald Trump is the chosen antichrist. They have been foreshadowing this for centuries. Here's the proof. Read pinned thread before interacting with my profile. So this is why I followed him. Because I'm like, yo, why are these schizo threads more predictive than the mainstream news? This is like 2021. I'm like,
what? What is a schizo thread?
That these people go down a rabbit hole into conspiracy land and they connect the dots. And it's fantastic.
And it makes sense, though. A lot of it makes sense. Like, you know, just, you know, like, yeah, like, you know, just the mark of the beast. I think that the problem with our language and the language that we have as it pertains to translating biblical text and all of that we usually find the word closest to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that, and we take that as literal. Like everybody thinks Adam and Eve bit an apple, right? But they know apples growing in the Middle East.
Mm.
Or you think it's apples in the desert or in the, you know what I'm saying? Apples? Think about it. It's this, you know, it wasn't an apple. They just use that as you know, for our interpretation, right? You know, so they talk about mark of the beast and, you know, all this stuff. Man will be with man and women, you know, and it's like, it is getting very peculiarly inviting, more so even than heterosexuality. Like it's almost like if the agenda was for the LGBT to be equal with everybody else, then that's cool. But then it goes above and beyond. Like, nobody else gets months. Nobody else gets the parades. Nobody else, we don't have a flag for our sexual orientation. There is no, you know what I'm saying? And so then it becomes like, it looks like a campaign. And you know what I'm saying? I don't want
to. No, I know what you're saying. And I've heard some, like, because I deal with some extremists on the one side. Like, I told you about Shapeshifter I had on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shapeshifter, really nice person. Unfortunately, D-trans, had the full surgery. And this person is like, yo, Maya, it's a conspiracy. They're trying to sterilize gay kids. This is what they were doing like 100 years ago. And I'm like, I don't know if I can meet you there, Shapeshifter, but I see why you're mad.
So, and my thing is that I know gay people who talk about how, like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah?
Like, they be like, yo, like, this shit is getting out of hand. And I'm like, man, I'm glad to hear somebody say that, because the whole world is in this fear of being X'd out because we might have a question about it, or it might be, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, nobody, you know, like, I love everybody. Shout out to my nigga Lewis Bell. I love everybody, right? I think everybody deserves love. Everybody deserves an opportunity to choose for themselves. The problem is, the influences are strong, direct, and deliberate to weigh your decision about what you choose to be.
Yeah.
And that is what scares me. It's like, it's almost like brainwashing somebody and then getting mad at the people who aren't brainwashed. To be like, and it's like, yo, like, there aren't any, I don't know. It's just like, I worry that, here's my main concern. I worry that the real gay rights and the things that they really need and want in their community get overshadowed because of the power of this movement lends it to the power of a lot of movements. Like, it's so strong, the movement and the force behind it, that it's like they could use that, you know, somebody can come in a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a wolf in sheep's clothing, you know what I'm saying? Could come in and act like they're a part of that community, but really just try to get stuff passed and do, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and because I see people, you know, I got friends who are homosexual and they're like, yo, this is not, nobody's tripping on this.
That, but that could be said about a lot of movements, just in general.
That's Black the
thing.
Lives
is,
Matter.
Yeah, it's the it becomes a thing where there are, like I said before, there's grassroots that comes behind it. There's real struggle and there's real things that people want to get done. And when it becomes a thing that is big enough, you've made it big enough to the forefront, and now it's turned into something that becomes performative.
Because that thing can now pull up other things too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like that thing. And so that's why it's like, for example.
Or they couldn't commodify it. Like when you bring, there's money behind it and they see that there's a certain group of people that exactly. go behind it. And they're like, well, we could tap into this. We don't got to give a fuck about them.
Right.
But we can do all these other things right. to make it seem like we
and
give a
fuck. And that seems very sad because it's like, man, you got people out here who are, you know, people get hurt and be in danger for being gay. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like. You know, that needs a light shed on it, right? More so than, you know, them trying to agendify. Is that a word? That sounds sweet as fuck. Agendify this kind of like a smear campaign on anybody who isn't that. You know what I'm saying? Like I always say, Lil Nas X. Like, they wouldn't even let, they was mad at Lil Kim for wearing half her titty out. We still mad at Janet Jackson, quote unquote, according to the NFL. We still mad at Janet Jackson for a very nice sun-pierced titty that came out of the Super Bowl. But then, dude, you suck the devil's dick, and then you still get to be like, oh, I'm not included. And I, you know, we yo, you're right, L-Dog. We ain't mad at her, but you know what I'm trying to say? The establishment yeah. is upset with Janet Jackson because of that. You know, it was deemed inappropriate.
These are women. Here, I've done some research on this, and I don't want to go too into the conspiracy realm.
Mm-hmm.
But I will just say this.
Somebody said that was an ugly titty. That titty looked real and textureful. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Bumps on the nipple and everything. Titty. A little braille nipple. Yeah. Probably had a message. It probably said, get out now. They for coming with the agendas. Go ahead.
It seems as though two things. One, women's studies as a college major. That came out about 30, 40 years ago. Now, I took a women's studies class. I'm like, why is there a women's studies class when women's history is a thing? Women's studies class is more, it's like an acting class mixed with spirituality, mixed with some research. It wasn't a heavy major. Let me just say that. So the women's studies major has now morphed into gender studies.
Mm.
And now it took over the college campuses because people are going there, people are paying the money, and a lot of these, I don't know if this is it, but a lot of these science nerds are just like, okay, whatever, I got to do math. Leave me out of this. Come 10 years later, and that sort of, it took over women's studies. It's pushing at the liberal arts. Like, there are legitimate liberal arts, like sociology, that's legitimate.
Right.
That's a real major. Anthropology, that's a real major.
Right.
Because the methods are solid. Like, you can't just put out a paper on, you know, dogs.
Feelings.
Yeah.
And opinions. Yeah. And right. Yeah, no, I get that.
So that came out. And then also what happened is that gay marriage got approved. So all these organizations that were out riding for gay people, they're like, well, you guys aren't giving us the money anymore. So what is another cause we can take up? And so you see all of these kind of, this perfect storm of these things coming together about 6 years ago, plus social media. Mm-hmm. So it was a perfect storm. I don't know if it's conspiratorial, like shapeshifter is right. like.
But and so some things could be conspiratorial, and then other things could be like outright taking advantage of a wave.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, and we see it all across music, you know, songs start sounding alike and everything, you know, and you take advantage of what the trend is.
Yeah.
And that's sad for people who, I'll keep it wrong. People who are really, you know, trying to connect with that community. I don't want to get too deep into it because I would love to bring somebody in to talk to them about that.
Do you want, I mean, we can talk about this. There are people that I know.
I don't know if I'm ready for you to bring Shapeshifter in because I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
That was a heavy story. Yeah. That was a really heavy interview. And I didn't even ask them all these personal questions and they came all out with all the personal stuff. And I was like, oh, wow. Because I didn't even ask.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is the physical of it. And this is what I go through on the day to day. And this is my life now. And now I can't have anal sex. I was like, I did not ask about the anal sex, sir.
Why? But I mean, I don't even know why I'm about to ask you this. Why can't he have anal sex?
Because they had to do multiple. This was a male to female to male detransitioner. So they started as a gay man, switched to a female, had everything removed and a vaginoplasty, but the technology for the surgery wasn't there yet. And they were misled to think they could get an operating vagina. And they're not able to have an operating vagina.
Oh, they just got a vagina for the look.
Well,
so they ain't got to tuck nothing. They just got a little.
They removed everything that they had and had it inverted.
How would you not ask that question on day one? Like, so does it get wet? Am I going to be able to get fucked with it? And then they're like, yeah, oh, yeah. All that bitch do is pee. Like, nigga, I could have peed with my dick. You know what I'm saying? All right, whatever.
Yeah, so it was a thing. And I was like, wow, I'm glad I had you on. But then I had another friend got mad at me for having them on. So it's right. Such a contentious thing.
I think that, you know, what I like about this podcast is that, you know, this is a trust tree. You know, this is a free space to, you know, express yourself. And I think that that's what I want to promote, is for people to really think for themselves and move how you want to move and not how the establishment is setting it up for you to move, because they have a program for you. They have a program for you. If you don't run your own program, best believe they have a program for you. How they say it, if you're not in the game, you're already losing, because you're in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just worry that we're coming into this blanket ship of a way to be. This blanket ship of, this is what you got to be. This is, you know, and it's like, dog, like, you know, I'm not sure that it's rooted in the right, correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but.
There's one last thing I will say that is, I'm thinking, and I have to research it more. I wonder if the people who make the puberty blockers have any say in this, if they're donating to any third party.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm just saying.
What the fuck are puberty blockers?
They block puberty.
I mean, okay. What
Lupron.
Is this?
Lupron.
For like what? So you can sing like Michael Jackson longer? Like what? Yeah. Oh, is that what it really is?
They block puberty until the child decides which puberty it wants to go through, and then it will get, if they want to go to regular puberty, they take the Lupron away, and if it wants to go to the other gender, the other sex's puberty, then it'll take the hormones. Puberty blockers. Have you never heard of those?
No, Maya. I have never heard of puberty blockers.
They block puberty.
Okay. I get that. You know what I'm saying? They're not sunglasses, you know, even though they could be. You know what I'm saying? But, man, that's like, what the fuck?
It's new tech. We're having all kinds of new medical tech come out now.
Oh, wow. So my daughters are short, so they had to go see a specialist for puberty blocking.
Yeah. So if you're going into early puberty, so there's a reason why they have them. If you're going to early puberty, like at 7 or 8, you're not going to grow as tall, so they're going to block it for a few years.
So wait, when girls start puberty, that's like their cycle and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. At that point, you're done with height?
No, you can still get some more, but if you go into super early puberty, you're not going to be as tall as someone who went into puberty when you were like 10 or whatever.
Mm. I must have been born on puberty then, because I'm sure.
I was like, that's probably what happened to me. Yeah. I had armpit hair when I was 7.
What?
Yeah. I was in the second grade. I was like, dog, like, I was like, man, I need more deodorant. Like, oh God. Yeah. And then I ended up getting scoliosis because I hit both my growth spurts like the same summer.
Yeah, same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up getting scoliosis too because of a mean-ass growth spurt.
Like, it all happened to me one, like from 7th grade to 8th grade. Like, I looked totally different. I had the baby face and all that. 7th grade, 8th grade, I had a mustache. My voice was deeper. Mm-hmm. I was the one of the taller kids in my class. I'm not tall at all. So that's it. Yeah. I grew up a little bit quicker than the rest of them for whatever reason.
Yeah, my daughter is tall like that, you know what I'm saying? She just grew a couple of summers and you're like, God damn. But then I feel like she's gonna taper off and just be, you know. And I've seen pictures of, like, you know, people I know, and I'm like, man, you look tall as hell over everybody, but now you're just regular, you know what I'm saying? People catch up. Life is crazy like that.
I blame milk.
You think milk is doing it?
that's my conspiracy.
You used to drink a lot of milk?
Hell yeah. Cereal. I mean, twice a day. For sure.
Yeah, my kids love cereal.
Maybe, because they used to put hormones in milk.
Big hormones in that milk.
They don't do it anymore. But
that was the whole thing when I was in school, got milk. That was everywhere.
Yeah, milk, big and strong. See, but I'm drinking milk. And I'm gonna be big and strong.
Got your milk mustache.
Yeah.
And yeah. All our favorite athletes and everything on the Got Milk posters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I just
remember
they all had
a little milk mustache on the top.
Yeah, I know. But, like, we never drank milk. I know that
at, like, in elementary school, these kids were drinking milk with their lunch.
Yeah,
they would have breakfast and they have milk with their lunch.
Milk.
You have a burger
with like a burger and chocolate milk. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had my own lunch, but everybody else was. They had milk.
You go home by the time 4 o'clock hit, you are destroying the bathroom. Ukraine, poof, Ukraine, destroying the bathroom. Them brick ass burgers and some milk. Jesus Christ. Oh man, you needed a cigarette.
So you didn't have that, Maya? That's
no. We had milk, and I chose a coffee milk. I still drink a lot of coffee, but like, yeah, it is weird. I don't drink milk at all now.
See,
I don't know if it was a specific kind of public education kind of thing, because I definitely was in a school where we were not accredited
man,
at all.
Remember, and then you remember, look, the milks were like this big, and the juices was like this big. Remember
yeah,
that?
The juices used to be the smallest thing, and they'd be like, man, I'm not getting that. Like, yeah. If you trade, like, oh, you little orange juice, and it'd be like an orange inside there with the ice around it.
That's why I started.
The milk was cheaper too.
That's why I started stealing.
Well,
because you walk past, you got the thing, and they got the juices right there. You gotta get you a juice and get you but they had a grape juice, and the grape juice was fire. Little bitty Detroit public schools, we had the grape. If you had the grape juice, please let me know, because them bitches was fire. And man, I used to put them bitches in my pocket or in my hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Get to the front, get your little thing. You got free lunch. You got to pay a couple of dollars. Shout out to Cass. I remember Cass Tech had the fire French fries.
High school is when everything got better.
Yeah,
you had options, but it still would cost. You know. I feel bad for the kids.
When I got the Mumford, we used to just go to lunch. I had my car, go get me some real lunch. Smoking weed. Yeah. Oh, the Concord grape juice. Man, I used to smash them bitches. And then you could fold it up and make like a little box with it. Like, fold the thing down. Man, lunch was the shit. That's some of my best roasting. My best, I had so many absences in CAS because I used to skip classes and go to the different lunches because everybody had a roast battle set up for me. That's been like college, roasting with the football team at Michigan State in the barbershop for money. Like, it's always been my thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's just something I'm good at. But I roast like Goku fights where it's like, I don't even want to do this. I just want to be cool, but I'm really, really strong at this. And it's like, I just do it to kill people, but I'm not, I wouldn't do other shit. But I used to, I got to like this Concord. Great. Upboat for sure. Grape juice were probably one of the, grape juice is like top three juices for real. Yeah. You got to give orange juice, it's just due, because orange juice, you starting your day with the orange juice, you know what I'm saying, whatever. It's a bigger fruit, a juicier fruit, right? Grapes is little as hell. Them grapes got to go through a lot. Now, did y'all know how the juice gets purple?
It's
theoretically?
Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm talking about natural, 100% Concord grape juice being purple.
No, I don't know about grape juice.
Oh, okay.
I drink it, but I don't know the history of grape juice.
Oh, okay, well, you said you was going to school me. No,
I thought you were going to school me.
So there's white grape juice, right, from the green grapes. And then you have there's white meat inside of some of the purple grapes, too. So that would make also a white juice. But what you can do is you can you heat up. Like, you literally, like, once you cold press it, you, like, heat up the purple skins.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, enzymes come out of that. And those enzymes are like a dark, deep purple.
Nice.
And it just adds to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. Is that like wine too?
Yeah, wine.
Wine is the same thing.
Fermented, right?
Yeah, wine is fermented. So if you did that to wine or the grapes that you make wine with, but drink it fresh, it'll just be grape juice. But you have has to go through an aging process, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Or just the worst grapes maybe. I'm not sure. Like the older grapes or something, I'm not sure how that goes.
For wine, yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
I got a wine for y'all. Next time you go to an expensive restaurant, I hope y'all don't start drinking it, then I can't get it when I go. But get an Enniskillen, right? It's a dessert wine. It's literally an ice wine. I never forget, me and my wife went to some restaurant. We thought it was nice. And I asked the lady, did they have ice wine? And this bitch gonna be like, I could put some ice in some wine. And she thought she was like, skinny little bottles like that, right? Enniskillen.
Fancy.
Yeah, very, very scancy. These are ice wines. Now, the cold part about these, no pun intended, is that the grapes are, they're harvested after the frost comes. for these. The frost gets on the grapes and makes the juice almost like a thick concentrate, and it makes them sweeter. This is one of the sweetest wines, and it's like thick, like liquor. This is like a liquor wine to me, but you drink it, it tastes like pure apple or just pure fruits and grapes. No alcohol at all, but what I'm telling you is you will be fucked.
That sounds like some trouble.
Yeah, it's definite trouble. I like to drink it after a meal. They consider it a dessert wine, but it's also a good conversation wine, right? Fellas, you want to take your lady out. You know, maybe y'all wanted, you know, you on a first date. It's not really a food date, like more like a coffee situation. What you could do is get some Enniskillen. And, you know what I'm saying? You guys can, you know, just kind of talk over that, man. It's lit. It's really lit, man. Enhance your palate, my people. Enniskillen.
I might go cop after this.
Yeah, it is very nice. And if you guys do go cop it, I would like to hear, keep it cold, and I would like to hear a review, because I swear by it. I get a bottle from Morton's. Whenever my family goes to Morton's, I'll take a bottle home. Or like Ruth's Chris, you know. And it comes like a small, like a little shot, because it's very expensive for that bottle. You know, these bottles are here like $89, $90. Some of them are like $100. But when you buy them from a restaurant, they charge you like $400 or $500 because they're upcharging.
Yeah. What did it say? 350 milliliters for that bottle?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like half a size of a regular bottle of wine?
But it's very thin.
It is.
So is it, guys, a bottle? Ruth Chris definitely slash Black Sir. But so Enniskillen, Enniskillen. Enniskillen. Definitely good. Tell them CP sent you. I want y'all to really fuck with that and let me know what y'all think about it. But anyway, this is where we gotta stop. I have a show to get to, guys. I gotta go do my thing. Comedy Store tonight. Belly Room. I'm going to close out the 8 o'clock show and then host the 10 o'clock show. So I got to get the fuck out of here. But guys, this is the CP Podcast, man. Never the answers, always the questions. You already know what it is, man. I'm your host, comedian CP. This is Maya. This is Amir. And we do our thing, man. We are out of here. Peace. Shout out to Caffeine, too. Make sure you follow All Def on Caffeine. Follow me on Caffeine. You know, all that shit. Like, subscribe. Anybody who just got here, you can go back and rewind it, man. You can watch the whole thing. All of that, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Never the answers. Always the questions. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.